On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's golf team will travel to Lake City this weekend, take part in the Minnesota State Invitational. Freshman out of Crookston, Rachel Wohl, joining us. Rachel, you guys hadn't played in forever. How long did it take you to get back into a groove with your swing?
Well, we played in California. That was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I believe. And it took me about, well, we did the practice round, but during the practice round, it took about 5 holes to actually get going.
How behind the eight ball were you guys as a team with the weather? And was everybody else that was down there, had they been able to play and get outside a lot more often than you guys had?
Yeah, other teams said they've already had 4 tournaments, and that was basically our first one in Minnesota condition. So it was a lot worse for us, I guess. But
well, then your last play was in California, just outside of Palm Springs, where the golf courses are never in bad shape. I mean, they're mid-season form there year-round. You come back up here, and obviously not. How different is it when the ground is still a little hard and the grass isn't quite as thick and green as what you guys were used to?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, if we would have played up here in Minnesota, it would have been horrible. But down there, it was, I mean, the grass wasn't green, but it was pretty soft and decent. But the greens, when it was like misty and wet out, it was so hard to put on.
Safe to say that that's the hardest part to keep good on a long layoff is putting. I mean, you can go and swing in a range or over at the bowling alley or something to keep your regular swing, but is putting the hardest part?
Yeah, it is, because at the simulator at the bowling alley, all we get to do is hit driver and other clubs, but we can't putt because it's the like screen is off with it and stuff, so it doesn't really work.
What are you guys anticipating this weekend? How much better are you guys going to be this week just since you've played recently?
Hopefully we do better, all of us, but I heard from other teammates that it was a harder course, so, I mean, whatever happens, happens.
As we're conducting this interview, you got a bag of ice on your hand. Golfing injury or something else?
It happened Saturday while we were playing about 5 holes in. I just kind of came on all of a sudden. My hand started hurting. It's like my middle finger tendon, and every time I swing back and forth, it just like pulls, feels like it's gonna like snap off or something. So I went in today and they did an ultrasound and put ice on it and just got to rest it up a little bit.
Right-handed golfer, so that your dominant hand?
No, left hand, but
I'm right-handed.
Oh yeah, I golf left-handed, so that would have been my dominant hand. So all right, safe to then say that after that you were kind of pushing everything and slicing everything?
No, actually, I taped it up on Sunday, really a lot of tape, and I mean, it still hurt. I just didn't really use my middle finger. I just left it kind of sitting there, and I mean, I got an 86, so must not have been too bad.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.